我们虽然成天喊的口号是和平崛起。
Although we are always shouting slogans of peaceful rise,
然而手上的动作一刻都没停过。
However, the movements on hand never stopped.
高超
high performance
音速导弹
sonic missiles
航母
aircraft carrier
五代机
five generations of aircraft
六代机卫星火箭核弹头数量也会很快增加到很多，说是在为世界大战做准备。
The number of nuclear warheads on the sixth generation missile and satellite rockets will also increase rapidly, which is said to be preparing for a world war.
一点都不为过。
It's not too late.
你能创造财富。
You can create wealth.
你也得有保卫财富的武器。
You also need to have weapons to protect your wealth.
至少目前为止。
At least so far.
人类历史上的和平崛起还是个伪命题。
The peaceful rise of humanity is a myth.
德国和美国最大的问题就是崛起时间太晚了。
The biggest problems for Germany.And the United States are that they rose too late.
只能等待历史的机遇。
Waiting for the opportunity of history.
我们通常将普鲁士战胜奥地利，建立统一德意志，作为德国崛起的开始。
We usually consider the Prussian victory over Austria and the establishment of a unified Germany as the beginning of Germany's rise.
然而这都什么时候了呢
But when is it?
1866年
1866
英法和清朝第二次鸦片战争都打完了
The second opium war between Britain and France and the war with the Qing dynasty have both ended
巧合的是
Coincidentally
美国的南北战争
American Civil War
也是186
186 to
1年到1865年
From 1865 to 1919
1870年
1870
普鲁士战胜了法国
Prussia defeated France
1871年1月18日
January 18, 1871.
俾斯麦在凡尔赛宫静听宣布
Kissim announced in the Hall of Versailles.
德意志帝国成立。威廉一世
German Empire Wilhelmine.
加冕为德意志皇帝。
Coronation as the German Emperor.
这是德国正式统一。
This is the formal unification of Germany.
成为民主国家的诞生日。
Celebrate the birthday of democracy.
被绝大多数历史学家视为德国崛起的最核心标志性的事件。
Considered by most historians as the most core and iconic event of Germany's rise.
德意志成立了。德意志崛起时间太晚的后果
The consequences of Germany's late establishment of the German Empire
就是根本抢不到殖民地一动手
It's just that the colonies are not involved in the initial conflict
就必须先跟自己的欧洲老乡过招
You must first compete with your European countrymen
尤其是英法两个殖民大国
Especially the two colonial powers, Britain and France
1914年
1914
也就是第一次世界大战前
That is, before World War I
德国的殖民地有哪些呢
What are the colonies of Germany?
德属东非
German East Africa
也就是今天的坦桑尼亚大陆的部分
That is the part of Tanzania that is on the mainland.
德属西南非洲。
German speaking Southwest Africa.
也就是今天的纳米比亚、多哥、科麦隆。
That is today's Namibia, Togo, and Cameroon.
德属新几内亚、摩萨亚部分、青岛。
German New Guinea, Moses Park, Kingdao.
就是中国的胶州湾租界地。
It is the concession area of Jiaxu Bay in China.
这跟隔壁英法两个全球殖民帝国相比。
Compared to the two global colonial empires of Britain and France.
简直就是小得可怜。
Absolutely pitiful.
而且都是世界被瓜分完。
And they were all world divided.
剩下的没有多少经济利益。
There are not many remaining economic benefits.
1914年。
1914.
地球上除了欧美列强
besides the European powers,
再加上一个刚刚崛起的日本帝国
plus a newly rising Japanese empire,
还有几个独立国家呢
How many independent countries are there?
第一个中国
the first China,
但已有大量的租界和势力范围
However, there are already many concessions and spheres of influence.
青岛
Kingdom
香港
Hong Kong
澳门
Macau
威海卫
Weihai
广州
Guangzhou
台湾等等
Taiwan and others.
第二
Second
埃塞俄比亚
Ethiopia
非洲唯一完全独立的国家
The only completely independent country in Africa.
第三
Third.
利比利亚第四
Fourth in Libya.
伊朗第五
Iran fifth.
泰国通过外交手腕保持的独立
Thailand maintains its independence through diplomatic means.
第六
Sixth.
阿富汗缓冲国第七
Seven buffer country of Afghanistan.
尼泊尔
Nepal.
英国保护国的性质
Characteristics of protectorates.
第八
Eighth.
不丹剩余的国家都被欧洲的老乡瓜分了
The remaining territories of Bhutan have been divided up by Europeans.
根本不存在什么
There is no such thing.
第三方的自由市场
Third party marketplace
德国想发展就必然跟英法要起冲突
Germany wants to develop It will inevitably lead to conflict with Britain and France
没有任何和平崛起的可能性
There is no possibility of a peaceful rise
威廉二世推行世界政策
William Roman II implemented a world policy.
要求阳光下的土地
Require sunny land.
在非洲太平洋中国争夺殖民地
In the struggle for colonial territories in the Pacific, Africa.
德国和英法的冲突
German and English conflicts.
一直延续到第二次世界大战之后
Lasting until after World War Roman II,
最终成功引爆了整个的欧洲
Finally succeeded in igniting the entire Europe,
将自己搞到了粉身碎骨
I've been completely ruined,
拉上整个老欧洲陪葬
Pulled down the entire old Europe,
为世界殖民地解放运动
For the World Liberation Movement,
做出了突出的贡献
Made significant contributions
本来的世界中心
The original world center
欧洲战后被撕裂为两部分
Europe was torn apart after the war
西边归了野蛮的美利坚穷亲戚
The barbarian Americans from the east have returned
东边归了残忍的斯拉夫农奴
The cruel Slavic serf from the east has returned.
老欧洲歧视了几百年的两个国家。
But two countries that have been discriminated against for hundreds of years in Europe.
突然摇身一变，成了两个大跌。
Suddenly, it turned into two large declines.
为什么德国和美国是八国联军之一？
Why were Germany and the United States part of the eight-nation alliance?
但中国人对这两个国家的敌意要小很多呢。
But the Chinese people's hostility towards these two countries is much smaller.
还真就是因为德国和美国崛起太晚了。
It's really because Germany and the United States rose too late.
欧洲的殖民时代应该分为两个阶段来看。
The colonial era in Europe should be divided into two stages to be viewed.
第一阶段是15到16世纪的葡萄牙和西班牙。
The first stage is the 15th and 16th centuries, Portugal and Spain.
大西洋
Atlantic.
黑奴贸易
Slave trade.
种族灭绝
Genocide.
美洲原住民基本都是这个时期搞出来的。
The indigenous people of America were largely created during this period.
这毫无疑问是最野蛮、粗暴的殖民时代。
This is undoubtedly the most barbaric and brutal era of colonization.
北美的原住民现在只留下了一点小小的保留地，拉丁美洲的语言。
The indigenous peoples of North America have left only a few small reservations and the languages of Latin America.
现在都是以西班牙语和葡萄牙语为主的。
Currently, it is mainly in Spanish and Portuguese.
第二阶段是17世纪的荷兰。
The second stage is the 17th century Netherlands.
主要是以从殖民地搞经济掠夺贸易为主。
Primarily focused on economic exploitation and trade plunder from colonies.
比如说香料、象牙等贸易。
For example, the trade of spices and ivory.
1602年成立荷兰东印度公司。
Established in 1602, the Dutch East India Company.
1621年成立荷兰新印度公司。
In 1621, the Dutch East India Company was established.
虽然名字都是公司，
although the names are all companies,
却拥有宣战、缔约和殖民的权利。
However, they possessed the rights to declare war, make treaties, and colonize.
后起的荷兰从葡萄牙手中夺取了香料群岛。
The Netherlands seized the Spice Islands from Portugal.
西兰好望角
Cape of Good Hope.
这些地方建立了新阿姆斯特丹。
These places have established New Amsterdam.
也就是今天的纽约。
That's New York today.
这个时期的欧洲殖民者也就只能对拉美。
At this time, the European colonizers could only target Latin America,
非洲
Africa,
东南亚的低水平部落和城邦使用武力。
Southeast Asian tribes and city-states used force.
对于欧亚大陆的老牌帝国
For the old empires of Eurasia,
军事代差不够。
Military substitute is not enough.
其实他是没有太多的办法。
Actually, he didn't have many options.
比如奥斯曼。
For example, Osman.
莫卧儿。
Well,
还有当时年事已高的大明。葡萄牙人。
There were also elderly Portuguese people at the time.
经明朝政府批准。
With the approval of the Ming Dynasty government.
在澳门做生意。
Doing business in Macau.
跟他们在美洲的形势相比。
Compared to the situation in America.
简直是太守规矩了。
This is simply too disciplined.
荷兰趁明末战乱占领了台湾。明正残军。
The Dutch seized the Taiwanese remnants of the Ming Dynasty during the late Ming Dynasty's war.
还是能顺利的收复。
Still able to successfully regain it.
当时欧洲的军事技术领先还是不足以支撑他们的野心的。
At that time, the military technology of Europe was either ahead or insufficient to support their ambitions.
第三个阶段就是18到19世纪的英法殖民帝国工业革命。
The third stage is the industrial revolution of the British and French colonial empires from the 18th to the 19th centuries.
让英法经济繁荣。
Let the economy of England and France prosper.
也积攒了足够的军事技术优势。
Also accumulated sufficient military technology advantages.
开始对外搞殖民扩张帝国。
Began to expand the empire through colonization.
最终
Finally,
英国建立起了日不落的大英帝国。
Great Britain established the British Empire, which was known as the Empire of the Sun.
法国建立起了法兰西殖民帝国。
France established the French colonial empire.
这一阶段的殖民方式是军事侵略。
The method of colonization at this stage is military aggression.
扶持傀儡政权。
Support a puppet government.
或者派遣殖民总督。
Or appoint a colonial governor.
控制海关。
Control customs,
修建铁路
build a railway,
以国家机器对殖民地进行系统性的剥削
by systematically exploiting the colony by the state apparatus.
如果要加上第四阶段的话
if you want to add the fourth stage,
我们就会算上后起之秀的美国和德国
Then we will include the upstarts of the United States and Germany.
美国和德国只是美德崛起的时候。
When America and Germany were rising,
世界上的殖民地几乎全都被瓜分完了。
The colonies around the world have almost all been divided up.
他们只能打着自由贸易的旗号。
They can only use the banner of free trade.
扶持买办搞商品贸易
Good support for buying and selling goods
吃一点前辈们的残羹冷饭
Eat a little of the leftovers from seniors
这也是为什么八国联军
This is also why the Eight Nation Alliance
美国和德国同样有份
Both the United States and Germany have a share
但中国人好像并不太讨厌这两个国家。
However, it seems that Chinese people don't dislike these two countries very much.
因为美德基于自身的困境。
Because virtue is based on one's own predicament.
只能给殖民地的人开出
Only for colonists.
相对于别人更高的价码，行事手段相对温和。
Compared to other forms of means, the higher price is relatively mild.
否则根本没有人愿意跟他合作。
Otherwise, no one would be willing to cooperate with him.
欧美老是宣传中国在非洲搞新殖民主义。
The West is openly promoting the idea that China is practicing neo-colonialism in Africa.
无非就是对自身过去的历史路径依赖而已。
This is simply a reliance on one's own past historical trajectory.
关注老于，带你 了解真相。
Follow allowed you to learn the truth.